The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
Welcome in to Take Command. I'm Craig Hoffman. He is Logan Paulson on Free Agency Monday, week two. Logan, what a week one it was. So much movement, trades, everything all around the league. We'll talk about kind of the around the league portion in a little bit. We'll also talk about where we are now looking ahead to the NFL draft after 1 week and the majority of the free agency movement done. There's obviously still plenty to go, but we start with the biggest move at the end of last week, the one that it's funny, man. We hypothesized like what's going to happen with Sam Howell at the end of the pod last time we recorded. And then hours later, barely had we gotten the thing out when, at least they waited for a little bit to get it out. But we see him shipped off to Seattle. The return is somewhere the equivalence of a third rounder, according to the Jimmy Johnson draft chart. Other draft charts have it as kind of a seventh rounder. I think the widest consensus charts are somewhere early to mid fourth rounder in return. But the hard facts are they upgrade a sixth to a fifth and a fourth to a third, and include the highest one being that 78th pick that they received from Seattle in return for their starting quarterback last year. Logan, and with that gigantic setup, what do you make of the deal for Washington?
Yeah, I mean, it was always going to be a little bit dicey when Marcus came in. And I think, you know, we kind of alluded to some of that kind of like uncertainty, I think, you know, in our last podcast, because he's a good player. He's got some ability. But, you know, how do you handle that with Marcus on the roster? And you're probably going to draft a guy, maybe not at two, but it's somewhere in the draft that's going to be kind of the face of the franchise moving forward. And it just became a little weird. And I think they determined that he did have value still and that the teams are going to be willing to give stuff for that. And I think in this retooling, rebuilding type of an environment, like draft picks are worth a lot of money, you know, and especially if you have a guy here that, you know, is a former fifth round pick you're not invested in and there is value for him around the league, you might as well get it, you know. And I think a lot of fans are probably disappointed, and I understand why, because they think you did see flashes and you did see some of his ability. But I think it's important to understand that this staff is not connected to him. So I think moving on, getting something in return makes a lot of sense to me. And again, like, I'm not the biggest fan of moving on from really talented players or people that show they have ability at the quarterback position, because you can develop those guys and potentially trade them later. They just chose to do it now. And I think the other point to consider there with that perspective is that even though people can develop young talent, like, how are they going to develop him here in this? If he's the third guy, he's going to be potential practice totally. Squad guy. You're going to lose him potentially. It just becomes way more complicated. So get the value while you got him. And, you know, unfortunately, like, he leaves, and I think he's a good football player, but, you know, I think it's probably a better opportunity for Sam. So,
yeah, there's no way he's getting the practice squad. You're not cutting him and then having him not claim. So that's not possible. If you're going to keep him, he's going to have to be the third guy on the roster, presumably behind the number two pick. and then Marcus Mariota. Or as we talked about last week, like maybe he does beat Mariota fairly and squarely and he's QB2 slash the starter if the number two pick isn't ready. And we went through all that, which we don't need to go through again because now it's irrelevant. But I do think that what we definitely see, or the last thing I'll say on the development point is, let's say he does develop. They find a way and like in practice, he's showing himself really, really well. No other team's going to know. What are they going to do? Take your word for it? Like, hey, do you guys want to give us a third rounder for Howell? He's killing it in practice. Right. Like, that's not how this works. So there's no place to showcase that, unlike a defensive lineman getting rotational snaps. You're not putting Sam Howell out there for a half to be like, hey, everybody come trade for Sam. So there's no real way to display that. And thus, his value probably is going to decrease from this point sitting on the bench as the contract continues to toll. And you now get him 2 years left on his rookie deal if you're Seattle, which is why other teams, Denver and others reportedly were in on him. I think the other thing that fans have to kind of, and to a sense, like I think us as analysts have to try to parse out is, Sam did not get a fair shake in DC without question. I think the play calling last year, we've talked about it, wasn't very good, did not set him up to succeed. There was no incubation of him as a young player. They put way too much on his plate. And it just felt unfair. And especially when you see the flashes like that, you're like, man, I think this guy could be a good player. But it's not Adam Peters' responsibility to find out how good Sam Howell is. It's his responsibility to do what's best for the Washington Commanders. And I think getting pick number 78 in this draft is without a doubt the best thing to do for the Washington Commanders compared to keeping a talented guy on your roster that has more value as a trade chip than he will to you in 2024.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, I think people want us, you know, they want what's best for the individual. And I think like that is a little bit of a misnomer. And I think people don't understand how cutthroat this is. You know, the NFL, like, it's not about how the staff develops you, it's how you develop yourself. And I think, like to your point, like it's not Adam Peters' responsibility to see how good Sam can be, you know? And like, I've played with a lot of-
And especially how good Sam Howell is for the Commanders. Like, that's not the mission here. It's how good can the Commanders be, and Sam can figure out how good he is somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%. And I've told this story before, but you play with a lot of guys who are really talented, guys that, you know, could potentially start given the right opportunity, but the chips don't fall kind of the way they should for that opportunity to come out. And then they get cut, they get traded, and no one knows about them. And I think, like, I look back on my own experience making the Commanders, the Redskins at the time, making that team in 2010, like, it kind of had to fall the right way for me to even get an opportunity. And I think people don't understand that. And so for him to get that sustained success, like, the chips didn't fall. And I think he's a big name, he's a notable name. But I think when you kind of take a step back and look at what the team has invested in him, look at what he did last year, like, it makes sense to me that they would move on. And especially like in this draft where, you know, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, where there's an opportunity for some trading of picks, getting another third round pick is very, very valuable this year, you know, and having that opportunity to kind of package that or move that or use it to offset some cost. And it's a bonus pick. So it makes a lot of sense to me. And again, like, even if you don't move it, there's going to be a good player there that's going to help your roster with that pick. So, you know, good luck to Sam, and hopefully fans understand that it is a business. It is a business decision, and it's not what can you be. It's what have you done for me lately? And if you haven't shown me what I need to see, then I'm going to move on. And unfortunately, that's the nature of the deal with the NFL. So,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The other thing I wonder about this too is it does feel like this group has done a good job of removing resistance and drama potentially. And this is not the fault of Sam remotely, but he does have a large following in the fan base. And there is an element of, and I don't know, like this is kind of more of, I'm setting up a premise here and I'm curious if you agree with it as someone who's been around the league. You were also someone who was a player, like, tuned out noise, and even as an analyst you're like, I don't care about that. And clearly that is not the consensus, because they're even within different front offices, people care or not about narratives more or less, coaching staffs, ownership groups, etc. But clearly if either the number two pick struggled or Marcus struggled, there were going to be calls for Sam. If he wasn't playing, he was going to be, to use the vaunted word, a distraction. And it's just whether it's like there really is impact on or not, now you don't have to deal with it. And to me, that seems smart. Like the what kind of juice is worth the squeeze there of like, oh, well, if everything goes haywire, we need to play him. He could maybe be good. Like that's the potential payoff versus this dude is kind of lingering over. And in the same way that they moved on from some other guys where it just like wasn't a fit and the juice wasn't worth the squeeze, I kind of feel like this, getting this storyline out of town now is the right move for the organization to create a smoother path moving forward. That's me sitting in a talk radio chair. How do you see it from your chair?
No, I agree. I think that's entirely valid. And I think that's something that I don't care about a lot of things, but I do care about that. Cause it does become a distraction. Like here's your potentially third string quarterback and people are like, why isn't he active? What's going on with Sam? It's like the coach does not have the bandwidth to be talking about that, especially when you have a guy at number two. And like you said, let's say he struggles a little bit. And it's like, well, Sam, you know, he's on the roster. Let's get him in there. And then every day they're asking, oh, like in the locker room, they're talking to players. Oh, do you think Sam should start? Who do you think should start? Like, is Sam look good in practice? And it becomes a thing that you don't need it. And again, right. Like it, when you're turning a new page, when there's an opportunity to do this, when there's an opportunity to get value in return, it's like, might as well move on. And I think a little bit of it, it's like, you look at these teams moving quarterbacks, like there's a reason they're doing that. Like Justin Fields has a huge fan following in Chicago. Kenny Pickett has a big fan following in Pittsburgh. It's like, just remove that distraction. Let them have an opportunity to succeed and blossom somewhere else. Because like we said, it's not our job. It's not my job as Adam Peters or Dan Quinn to maximize Sam. It's to maximize the Commanders. And if that is going to be an issue and fans are going to be talking about it, and even if players in the locker room are going to be talking about, hey, do you remember how good Sam was last year? That's not putting that number two overall pick or wherever they are picking in the best position to be successful. So that's something I keep coming back to. And it's not fair. It's not fair to Sam. It's not his fault. But I do think it's, if you're trying to build a team and there is that kind of dissension in the locker room and in the media and in the fan base, now just remove it. We don't even have to talk about it. It's number two, and no one is calling or hearkening for Marcus Mariota to be the starter when you got Drake May, Jaden Daniels, JJ McCarthy, name your guy, Bo Nix, whoever it is, like everything's going to be kind of squared up. So,
yeah. All right. Let's give those howlers one last bite at the apple here though. Sam goes to Seattle. Obviously, he showed so much. I think the way he carried himself was fantastic this past year. I thought at many times he was the best voice in the locker room / on the team at the podium. Like I liked what he had to say better than the head coach, better than the offensive coordinator, better than a lot of people in that locker room. I think he showed a leadership capability. You know, I'll always go back to that video that we've definitely shared on the pod before that the Commanders captured post-game Dallas after that infamous year one start where Rivera has this look after Sam gives the speech in the locker room being like, wait, that's who that kid is? That's what I've had in this locker room the whole time? And like the leadership is just oozing out of him. And I think that he can do well in this league. Like I think his ceiling is somewhere in that 15 to 20 range, which is like a legitimate starter in the NFL. Obviously your hope with the number two pick is that you get something much better than that. Hence Adam Peters is making the right call here. But if you look at Sam Howe, having watched every snap of his on tape, these past couple of years, and especially this past year when you were studying him to go over everything for the pod, as he was the starter, Like, where do you see Sam and his career going from here, starting this year, presumably as the number two to Geno Smith in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the exact weeks, but it was like, I think it was early in the season. It was like Denver through probably two or three games, and he just looked like the dude, you know, like all the things you're talking about from a quarterback, the big time throws, the like just the composure, the leadership, like the moment never felt too big for him. And that's exciting, you know, but I do think that it's important to know that like Aiden O'Connell showed something similar in Vegas this year. There were moments where he looked really good. And I think it's just about, you know, I heard this thing on Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Books. I think I sent it to you, Craig, where they were talking about being patient with young athletes and letting them develop. And unfortunately, Sam was not afforded that opportunity. So now I'm kind of hoping that he is given an environment where they can be patient with him. He's the number two. He'll have a lot of time to kind of sit, work, and develop. And then, like, I honestly could see him making a kind of like a reappearance at some point after an injury to kind of like be the next Geno Smith, like, you know, 3-4 years down the road after kind of, again, because I think, like you said, the leadership, the charisma, all that stuff is valuable. And we got to see that. And then obviously the physical arm talent is also valuable. So I think in the best case scenario, like you said, probably that 15 to 20 range, he's got to work at it. He's got to develop. He's got to be in the right spot. Like lightning's kind of got to strike for that to happen. But I do think that's a possibility for him because I do think the physical skill set is there. So, you know, good luck to him. Hopefully that happens. Cause I, again, like you want success for these guys, you want them to make a lot of money, but, there is a roadmap. If you squint and kind of look at the map in the right way, there is an opportunity for him to get there. And I just hope it happens for him.
Yeah. I mean, Geno's had a couple of injury issues over the past couple of years. Obviously there's a new staff, up in Seattle with McDonald and Ryan Grubb coming up from Alabama. So we'll see how that plays out. I don't think they've fully committed to Geno as their starter and certainly as a guy in his 30s, you know, on a deal they can move on from. If Sam comes out and has a terrific camp, terrific offseason, who knows what happens there for him. So he's certainly in a great spot, I think, too, with the receivers that he's got, the type of receivers that he likes to throw to. You know, Jackson Smith and Jigba is a guy who can create separation and like be college open, even in the NFL. DK is enormous and thus always open to an extent. You know, Tyler Lockett, great deep threat. So like there's a lot for him to play with up there in Seattle if he does get the opportunity. And I think, you know, to your point, like, is he ever going to be the franchise guy who gets the franchise deal? Is he ever going to get even what Kirk just signed for? Probably not. But could he do kind of what Geno's done where he makes like really good money by any other standard, other standard other than NFL QB money or like NBA player money, and is there, and thus that contract affords him to be the quarterback of a winning team? Yeah, absolutely. Because you're saving $20 million on your quarterback. It's a little more invested in other places. And, you know, as long as he's happy to sit at that level, like Sam Howell, I think can in the future win you football games. But when you have the number two pick, you are looking for that franchise guy. You are looking for someone who you think has Hall of Fame level of potential. And that is ultimately why they make this decision. But that doesn't mean Sam Howell's a bad football player. I think they made a good deal here. And thus onward we go into the rest of free agency, the rest of the Commanders' future without Sam Howell. Best of luck to Sam. And that's this, at least for now, Logan. Finally, once and for all, concludes our Sam Howell talk.